Between trials, we've been able to jack him online, and he might have some exciting news regarding Red Zell, who we're hearing now will line up on Saturday in the shorts. Morning to Hugh Bowman.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. We'll get to Winks in just a moment. The mare obviously galloped this morning, but good news for you that you'll be teaming up with the in-form Red Zell, who's now confirmed as a runner on Saturday.
Yes, I'm excited about reuniting with him. Obviously, it's a while since I've ridden him in a race anyway, and he's a Group 1 winner since I did ride him, and obviously he returned in fine form last weekend, and yeah, he looks well placed in the shorts.
It's
hard
got
racer.
It is, isn't it? I mean, Chautauqua comes back. There's a few that are probably Everest bound, so, and who knows? Red Zell is on the chase of a slot as well.
Yeah, well, and I think he's certainly worthy of a slot. The horse is in, he's probably the most improved sprinter in the country, really. He always showed a lot of ability, even from early days, even when Gerald had him as a young horse. I rode him in his first start, which he won at Warwick Farm, and he lost his way for a little while, but he's certainly reaching his potential now, and yeah, he certainly wouldn't be out of place in the Everest, and it'll be an interesting race on Saturday. It'll be a good yardstick for the horses that are resuming, because he's already come back and race well first up, and he'll have a fitness edge on those others, but I expect him to certainly make his presence felt, and as I said, it'll be a good guide of where the others are at too.
I note there off the history of the horse, you're sort of riding Red Zell when he was sort of coming through the classes, into those listed races. He's made really good progression as a racehorse.
Well, he's a Group 1 winner now, and
yeah,
he franked that form the other day too, so
yeah, yep.
As I said, I believe he's the most improved sprinter in the country, and hopefully he can reproduce that his first up run on Saturday.
Lines up on Saturday in the shorts, does Red Zell, confirmed by Peter and Paul Snowden this morning, with Kieran McAvoy going to Melbourne. Hugh Bowman takes the ride, which is fantastic. Got to ask you, while we've got you, Hugh, you would have jumped aboard Winks this morning. How's the mare heading towards Saturday?
Yeah, she's very well. She's come through, obviously, her last run well. This morning's the first time I've been on her back since the race, and very pleased with how she's feeling, and she's bright and happy. She's a little more relaxed now at this stage of the preparation, which is encouraging for me, but that's pretty standard to her to her regime. She tends to, once that nervous energy starts to disappear from her as she gets into the preparation, her fitness levels increase. She's a bit more relaxed, so that's a good sign.
And the earmuffs, Hugh, there was a bit to discuss before and during after the race last time. Do you think they've done the job? Now I know they're staying on Saturday, but do you think that they've helped in the process?
It's a difficult question to answer. I mean, they certainly haven't been in any hindrance at all, but I mean, it's difficult to know how much they help, because, as I said, as she gets into a preparation, she is inclined to relax within herself. And, the manners that she showed first up when she missed the start were nothing unusual. It's been common for her to behave like that in the barriers in the past. And she was very good last start in the Chelmsford in the barriers. And I think certainly the earmuffs may have helped, but it's hard to really know. But like I said, I think Chris is such a perfectionist that when we had that disruption first up, he wanted to make sure that he did everything that he could to prevent that from happening again. And she was beautifully behaved the other day. So I think, it's understandable why they stay on. And they're certainly not of any hindrance. And she works, well, she has worked in them. She basically lives in them, other than race day and in some trials. So.
Yeah.
They're nothing new to her.
Yeah, no, fully understand. Just before I let you go, Miravei, the three-year-old colt owned by Chris and Strawberry Hill, a large group of owners, this is the Frankel out of More Strawberries, is set to run in the Spring Stakes at Newcastle. Do you jump aboard this colt between races?
I rode him this morning as well.
Okay.
And again, very pleased with how he's come along. He's really developed this horse in a short space of time, and that excellent pedigree of his is starting to shine through. everyone that's ridden him has felt that he'd be, you'll see the best of him in the autumn.
Yep.
And I still stand by that, but he is, it was hard to avoid his excellent run at Randwick last start, and he was dominant in winning a Newcastle Maiden against some older horses first up this prep. So, look, he's a progressive type, but he's certainly got a blue blood pedigree, and that's, as I said, it's really starting to shine through with him. But I think whatever you see him do this preparation, he'll be a much better horse in 6 months' time.
Hugh, I'll let you know. I'll let you go. I know you've got trials out there this morning. Thanks for your time. Good luck with the week ahead.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Hugh. Hugh Bowman out there at Randwick.